Secretary, your Longman Labor correspondent, and I'm still here at the TRIP award program with the title of Building a Better Community. And I have as my guest Deborah. And Deborah is a friend of the awardee. And Deborah, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on Jerry and about getting this award today?
So I actually sit on their board at Team Hero, and I think this is a well-deserved award for them. They've been putting in the work in the community for years, and now it's nice for them to be able to receive and reap the benefits. I'm a firm believer in giving our people their flowers while they're still alive, and this is the perfect example of giving someone their flowers while they're still here.
Mm-hmm. And Deborah, what organization are you with?
I'm with TCBL, Troy Coalition for Black Leaders, and I also co-founded an organization called Shades of Coco.
So you have had collaboration with the awardees in terms of the organization?
Yep, so I work closely with Jerry and Elvira on their board, and then I also work with Jerry because he's also a part of the Troy Coalition of Black Leaders, and then with my organization, Shades of Coco, their daughter's a part of the organization. I'm actually helping them with the Kwanzaa celebration that's going to happen in December that Team Hero's hosting, and he's allowing Shades of Coco to co-host with them.
All right. Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome.
And I have as my guest
Carolyn Hopkins Lewis.
Carol
Hopkins Lewis.
Carol Hopkins Lewis. Mm-hmm. And how you doing, Carol?
I'm good, love.
So, Carol, just give me your thoughts on being here tonight and seeing Jerry and Elvira get this award.
I've been on, well, we go to the same church, we fellowship together, and I do believe they are very deserving of this because they are here to help this, you know, the youth within the community, to give them an outlet that they don't normally have. You know, so they're really, this is really deserving of them. They really deserve this.
So you had some interaction with them?
Yes, my daughter participate in their program. She's mm-hmm. been dealing with them for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years with the block, but we go to church together, so we've been knowing each other for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. So they're like family.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I have another one of my guests, and his name is Steve Figueroa. And Steve was one of the persons that ran for the council seat. Well, he almost made it, but not quite. But maybe next year he'll get it. Next 2 years, whatever.
That's right.
He'll get it. Steve, you know Jerry Ford and his wife, Elvira. Tell me something about Jerry and how you think he can get this award.
Man, Jerry's a true leader. You know, a lot of what I learned in the community, a lot of my leadership characteristics has been through Brother Jerry. He's taught me a lot in the community, and he's a tremendous leader in the community. He does everything out of the generosity of his heart, off the clock, and he just truly deserves every award that's given to him, because he's the true meaning of a true leader. He does the work on and off, behind the scenes. I mean, I've seen Jerry grow tremendously in the community, and he's great. And I truly respect them.
What organization are you with?
So I'm with Team Hero. I'm the director of Team Hero, and Jerry is the CEO and founder. That's how I got involved, through Brother Jerry and all the amazing things that he taught me, what it is to be a tremendous true leader in the community.
Oh, okay. So he should be getting this award for that, just bringing Steve in.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have as my guest.
Lorena Pena.
Lorena Pena, how you doing, Lorena?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. And Lorena, I know. Tell me, being here tonight, your thoughts on Jerry and Elvira getting this award? I know your friends, you just met him.
I just met Jerry, and he's a great person. He does a lot for the community, and we really thank him for everything he have done. He deserves this award, and we're really proud of him, and we would love to meet more people like him because he really does a lot for the community.
Right. And I think you know Steve Figueroa.
Yes, I know Steve for like a decade already. He's a great person. He does a lot for the community. He helps a lot of people, and we're happy to have him in our lives.
And you're from Troy?
I'm from Albany, but I'm like familiar with Troy because I used to live here about like 5 years ago.
Okay, well, you're a Troy person. We all go to
Yes.
All right, thank you. Though.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
And I have as my guest,
Kevin Pryor.
So, Kevin, tell me something about Jerry. Do you think he should be getting this award tonight?
Well, what I know about Jerry Ford is he's really about his business. He makes sure things happen when they're supposed to happen. He organizes programs. He sees to it that they run correctly with the right people.
And how long you known Jerry?
I think I've known Jerry, I'm going to say, maybe 10 years. I met him when he first came up here, when he started from nothing. And now his Team Hero organization is like no other. He's doing major things in the city of Troy, and I appreciate that.
And what's your name of your organization?
My organization name is Troy Look Inc. Life Options, Opportunity, Knowledge, and we collaborate often.
With Team Hero?
With Team Hero, often. In the city of Troy, that's what you have to do if you're really about your business and about the people.
So what does your organization do?
We're a non-for-profit organization. We organize program, community events for the city of Troy and other cities. You know, we're not just for local things. We try to collaborate with everybody, bring everybody together.
Right. Now, I know I asked you just about Jerry, but it's not Jerry that's getting the award. It's him and his wife.
Oh my God! What a team! Him and his wife. They're a powerful couple. All I would want to do is model myself after them, because they are awesome. They work great together.
All right, it's Kevin Proud, one of the awardees.
See, it's really kind of a cool.
So I have as my guest the third awardee, and her name is
Kirsten Keefe.
And how you doing, Kirsten?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. So, Kirsten, what are your thoughts on you getting this award tonight? Tell me something about you and why they give you this award.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased, actually, because I've been working with Tripp since I moved back to this area in 2003. I work on foreclosure issues and helping homeowners avoid foreclosure. And so I first started working with Hillary Lamashaw from Tripp back then. So I was just so tickled when Tripp called and said they wanted to give me an award this year. But I work for the Empire Justice Center in Albany.
Okay. So tell me something about the Empire Justice Center.
I'm sorry, what?
Tell me something about the Empire Justice Center.
So the Empire Justice Center is a nonprofit legal services organization, and we're an independent nonprofit, and we work on a range of poverty law issues, including foreclosure prevention and helping homeowners.
Are you a lawyer?
I am. So what I do is, they're really honoring not me, but a program called the Homeowner Protection Program, which is a network of 90 housing counseling and legal services programs across the state that provide direct assistance to homeowners in default and foreclosure. And so when Tripp first called me, they're really honoring this program that's been in existence now for 10 years. So I am a ringleader, I will say. I don't necessarily lead it, but I fight every year to get, along with everybody else in the state, to get further funding every year for the program. And I work with the agencies that are doing the direct services. And Tripp is one of the grantees that does the direct services, so I work closely with Tripp.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations on your award.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You know, keep up the work.
Thank you.